Shalom, today's daf yomi is Nida daf mem alef, Nida 41, and today we will begin to discuss a sugya on the bottom of mem alef on the base on the bottom of 41b. Back in our Mishnah, we learned that the law of the ritual impurity of a woman is when the blood flows from her makor, which we said from the uterus, towards the base achitzon, which is the outer room, which is typically understood as the vagina. So the verse states in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 19, Ve'ishki tiyeh zava dam yeh zova bivsara. So then when a woman, where the blood will flow, in her flesh it flows. So Tana Rabbanan, so the Gemara introduces the Brisa, and the Brisa teaches dam yeh zova bivsara, and this teaches us in her flesh, that teaches us that the ritual impurity begins even before the blood actually exits the body. As long as the blood starts to flow from the uterus, then the woman is going to become tamei, even though it has not exited the body. I only know this law as it relates to a woman who is in her menstrual cycle, and that's when a ritual impurity begins. However, with respect to Zava Minayin, how do we know with respect to the woman who sees blood during the 11 days after her Nida week? Says the verse, Zova Bivsara. And there the text says it flows in her flesh to teach us that the law is that the ritual impurity begins even at that point. And then the Gemara introduces an idea that we haven't yet discussed, which is the idea of Poeta Shechva Zera, that if a woman has had relations with a man and as a result of this she has the seed inside of her body, so then as soon as, how do we know that the same law applies, that even if the seed is inside her body and she has not discharged it, that at that point, as soon as it's moving inside her body, she is going to be ritually impure? Poeta Shechva Zera Minayin, how do we know that once it goes out from what the Talmud understands to be the inner house towards the vaginal canal, how do we know that she is tamei? Says the verse, Talmud Lomar Yiyeh, as long as it will be there. And this teaches us, this extra word includes the woman who is emitting the seed once it's on its way. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Daya Kabbalah. He argues as it relates to the law of the woman who emits the seed, and he says she is more like her husband. Ma bola eno metame achetetse tumalachutz. Just like her husband is only going to be considered ritually impure once the seed has left his body and actually gone outside of his body, as it states, Ve'ishki titse mimenu shechvat zera. So too, afi eno metame achetetse tumalachutz. So too, she is also not going to be tamei until the tumah goes actually outside the body. But once it has left the inner canal and going towards the outer canal, Rabbi Shimon will not say she is ritually impure at that point. So the Gemara challenges this idea. Does Rabbi Shimon really say that she has the same law of her husband, that she's not tamei until the seed actually exits her body? The Gemara asks that question. V'savar Rabbi Shimon dayak bo'ala. Does Rabbi Shimon say she has the same law as her husband? But we learned in a braitza. It states in the verse in Leviticus 15:18, a man who sleeps with a woman and he has shechva zera, he has his male seed, v'rachatzu b'mayim, they're both supposed to, both the man who emitted the seed and the woman who accepted the seed into her body, they both need to immerse in the water, v'tamo ad ha'erev, and they're going to be ritually impure until the evening, that they both are required immersion. And Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chima ba zel amdeinu, Rabbi Shimon says, what does this come to teach us? If it comes to teach us merely about somebody who just touched external male seed, we already know that seed is able to transmit to tumah because it says in the verse Oish. So must be elamimnei. So we, but rather it's teaching us the principle. The verse is coming to teach us the principle that a woman who has the male seed inside of her she is going to be tamei, but it can't be that she's tamei once it's inside her body, because we have a concept that if the tumah, even though something is ritually impure, if it's inside the body, it's called tumas beis astarim. It's in a part of the body that's typically closed, and that doesn't typically speaking, allow ritual impurity to be transmitted. Tumah is beis hasharim. If something is in a hidden part of the body, then that entity is not tamei. So rather, says the Braisa, gzeras hakosafi. It is a decree that the decree is that she becomes tamei even though the male seed is inside and not only when begins to flow. So we see from here that on this Braisa, unlike the previous Braisa where Rabbi Shimon said that the woman becomes tamei only once the seed exits her body. In this Braisa, he says it's a gzeras hakosaf. It's a decree from the Bible that even though a woman, generally speaking, we say tumas beis hasharim is einam tamei, that the tumah inside the body does not transmit tumah. But in this case, by the male seed inside her body, we say that it does. So how do we deal with these two contradictions? So the Gemara says, one is a situation where she's engaged in cohabitation, and with respect to that tuma, we say that as soon as she is engaged in cohabitation, that she's going to be tame, even if it's inside her body. And kambe poetes, but when she's coming to discard this seed, that's only once it leaves the body, according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, well, how's that even possible? But poetes tepekle da shimsha. Well, if she's emitting the seed, if she's expelling the seed, it's obviously the case that she's cohabitated. So therefore, it should be the same law. So the Gemara says it could be a situation, b'shatavla l'shimusha, that she, after she had her cohabitation with her husband, she immersed in the mikvah, and then later on, she had the expulsion of the seed from her body. So under those circumstances, she would need to go again to the mikvah. According to Rabbi Shimon, only once it leaves her body. We see from here, foreign principle, that after the cohabitation, the immersion in the mikvah would be required.